Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Report, a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. I trust that you are well today. It is Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. And I apologize for yesterday. Yesterday was a Monday. Was it Monday? What the hell? I don't know what day it is. It was Monday. And it was a Monday of all Mondays. You ever had a day that just got out of hand? It just got out of hand early and you were just hanging on to the bitter end. Yeah, and Monday was kind of like that for me, and I really apologize for not being here with you on Monday morning. And I wasn't even able to come back and do something in the afternoon. Again, the day it was squirrely early, and it just, I was so thankful. I was thankful to God in heaven that I survived Monday, and it was, you know, and everything was fine when Monday was over. And I am thankful for waking up and having it be Tuesday. Praise the Lord. I trust that you are well where you are. I got to tell you, you guys are doing a great job in supporting us. We see the numbers on analytics on Spreaker, and we really appreciate it. We really appreciate that you're sharing the broadcast with your friends. We don't have, and we told you guys this early on, we don't have a big marketing budget. As a matter of fact, we don't have any marketing budget, big or otherwise. You are our only way to market. And that's it. And we knew that our growth would be what they call in the biz organic. That's person to person. That's word of mouth or word of share. Hitting that weird sideways V. That we knew that would be the only way that we would be able to grow. We have tried to be on every podcast platform that's available to us, and we've been able to do that. The show now is available on Amazon Music. That's a recent, my eye is itching. That's a recent addition, so we are thrilled about that. I heard from one of our listeners that he heard us on, been listening to the show on iHeartRadio, on iHeart.com, and that is exciting. So again, super excited about the growth. And before we get started with our story today, I want to remind you that we are still doing, and we still need your help. We need your help in documenting your voting experience to the best of your ability. There are a lot of laws concerning the videoing and taking pictures in and around a voting precinct. So be aware, super smart about what those laws are. And you guys got to buy me a chair. Are you going to be listening to this for the next 16 years? What those laws are. Because we don't have a marketing budget and we don't have a bailout budget. Kamala Harris isn't going to put together a GoFundMe to bail you out of jail because you ran afoul of some election law. Okay, so, but what to the degree that you can document your visit to the polls this time, whether you go early, whether you go on election day, whether you take your mail-in ballot and drop it off at the Board of Election or Supervisor of Elections office, I would prefer that you go in. We here at Fight Back Media would prefer that you go in and cast your ballot that way. The more in-person ballots that we can muster, the less chance, though the lower chance, of whatever finagling and shenanigans that are going to go on, we'll have. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. The less impact they can have, the more people who go in and vote in person. You get what I'm saying? and to the best of your ability, try to document that as well as you can, staying within the law. Please, stay within the law. Do not break the damn law. We can't be looking at the so-called peaceful protesters who are rioting and looting and burning crap down, calling them lawbreakers while we go off and break laws. No, doesn't put us in a better spot. All right, listen, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Hey, you know, guys, this is Willie Lawson with the fightbackmedia.com website. I know a lot of you, and it kind of blows me away, but a lot of you still like to read the newspaper. Like to get up in the morning and grab the old paper, sit out on the porch, enjoy a cup of your delicious Black Rifle coffee, or darkest coffee from the coldest people. You can get that from the website, by the way. And every day, first of all, your paper's full of more and more liberal bias, more and more crap, and you just can't stand it. But you're not an internet guy to get your news from. You're not an internet guy. You're not out there, you know, trying to drink your Black Rifle or your darkest coffee with your iPad. You want a paper. You want this. You want to feel. You want to feel this. You want to be able to open it up. Maybe take a nap behind it or something. I suggest you do what I do, and I'm not getting any money from them. I wish I were, but I wanted to share this with you. For the past, few months, I have ordered Epoch Times. Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, the Epoch Times. Truth and Tradition. The Epoch Times has been around for a very, very long time, and they have a U.S. edition. Nobody tells the truth more about China than the Epoch Times. They have been following the China mess for decades. Nobody tells the truth more about the attempted coup attempt against President Trump. Nobody tells the truth about anything more than the Epoch Times. So you can subscribe, and the subscription is, and again, we're not making any money. I just want to help you. I just want to help you. The subscription price per month is like $16. Each paper is, if you can buy it on the newsstand somewhere, do that. It's like $3, and to have it delivered, it's like $16 a month. That's what I pay anyway. I don't have any discount. And again, this is not a paid endorsement. It's just a really good, really good idea. Epoch Times. Check it out. All right. All right. Thank you ever so much. Let's get this pate started. You think? Yeah, let's go ahead. And that's my mouse clicking. I'm sorry if that's an irritating noise for you. There's really not much I'm going to do about it. Alrighty. As you know, yesterday afternoon at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, the president was released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He had been there since Friday after being infected with COVID-19. It started when Trump was walking by members of the gathered press pool outside the facility. The folks at Yahoo News, White House reporter Hunter Walker, shouted at the president, "Do you think you might be a super spreader, Mr. President?" What kind of asinine, disrespectful question? Now, because what we know is what we've already covered here on the Morning Report, which is why you've got to listen and share the damn Morning Report. We've already covered that that COVID was found through contact tracing at the facility that they had the debate earlier this week, right? We already knew that. In Cleveland, making the president patient zero is what this jerk Hunter Walker is trying to do. Trump ignored the question and continued to walk towards the vehicle that would take him to Marine One so he could get back to the White House. So over on CNN, chief media correspondent Brian Stelter, who is a complete douche, gave his thoughts on the situation. "It's not a real show of strength, but it's a performance show of strength. That's what strong men do in autocratic regimes. Thankfully, we're in a democracy." But we're not in a democracy, you douchebag. This is what you see from strong men who want to appear to be leading. It's dear leader sort of approach. That's what we are seeing on the television screen, Stelter explained. Meanwhile, there's a big question about the cover-up. Why won't they tell us about his testing history? When was he tested? We moved from possibly being a cover-up to actually being a cover-up. Whether the president's at Walter Reed or back of the White House, reporters will keep demanding questions, answers to those questions. Now, there was, and there is, and you're going to hear more and more about it, as the president continues to improve, praise the Lord, that he never had COVID in the first place. This was just a sympathy play. Okay. All right, I know. Settle down. Because what you and I know, who listen to this program, we know that the last thing the president really needed was a sympathy play. He didn't need a sympathy play. He just didn't need it. Because that's not... And this is what the left refuses to understand. The support for this president with his base is so ridiculously strong and being fortified and built and their resolve steeled by the mainstream media and the douches on Twitter on a hourly basis. They have not been able to pull Trump supporters away from Trump, and they just don't get it. They're like the Grinch who stole Christmas. You remember that? I mean, the Grinch came into Whoville and stole everything that the Grinch thought was Christmas. Nobody was more freaked out, saddened, angered, and disappointed than the Grinch. Mainstream media and the left is like the Grinch. They're trying to pull everything away from Trump. But the essence of a Trump presidency is what people are attracted to. They don't care about the other stuff. They don't care about the gaudiness of Trump Tower and Trump's house and the airplane and the lifestyle. They don't care. And people on the left, they just don't get it. They just don't get it. What they don't understand is that their own behavior, those on the left and those on the leftist media are the ones that created this monster they call Trump. It's amazing. Of course, CNN's chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta kept the good times rolling by telling anchor Wolf Blitzer, "Keep in mind, this is not just the president returning to the White House. This may be patient zero." I told you they're trying to picture him as a super spreader. And he's patient zero. He's the one giving to everybody. So this virus is coming back to the White House. Acosta said that there's a White House staff who are petrified because of the number of people who work in the White House who have tested positive for COVID-19. He went out to tweet, COVID, coronavirus in chief Trump takes off mask while he returns to White House. Now, you guys are going to see, and you're going to see a picture of the president out there on the up there on the porch in the back of the White House. If you want to get an idea, if you don't really know where that is, if you've been to D.C., you know that as you've seen the front of the White House, and if you go around back, there's a door downstairs, and that's the door that they take the Christmas tree in, and there is a porch, a balcony, that's the word, upstairs, and that's where the living quarters are. And he was up on the porch, second floor, second story, and that's the place where Marine One lands, and there's a huge yard that you can see the Washington Monument from there. If you've been to Washington, D.C., you know where that is. Or if you've watched the show Scandal, you know where that is, right? So he's up on that porch, probably 20, 30, 40, even 50 feet away from everybody, and he takes off his mask. So Acosta tweets, coronavirus in chief Trump takes off his mask as he returns to the White House. That's just awful. So he's back in the White House. He's on the second story. Now he's worn that mask that you see that you're going to see in the picture since he walked out of the hospital. I don't know if he wore it in the car. My guess is yes, he wore it in the car, and he gets all the way into the White House. Now he's upstairs on the second story, out back, which is outside, by the way. And he takes it off. Oh my God, he takes his off. He takes his mask off. He's going to kill everybody. He's patient zero. He's the most deadly president ever. Guys, this is why Trump is president. And this is exactly why you're going to have him for another 4 years. I'm just telling you. Unless you manage to cheat in a way that none of us had anticipated. This is why he's going to be president another 4 years. I'm just trying to prepare you. I'm just trying to prepare you. When we get back, we're going to talk about President Trump's tweet that pushed the rest of the mainstream media over entirely. The left and the media were just destroyed by this tweet. They just, the amount of real estate that this man gets for free in these people's brains is just extraordinary to me. Extraordinary. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that it's not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com, and you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. We appreciate you being here. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us here on The Morning Report. The Morning Report, again, is a production of FightBackMedia.com. FightBackMedia.com. Excuse me, FightBackMedia.com. We are, and I'm not going to say we're sponsored by, but we have an affiliate relationship with the coldest, the best damn water bottle on the market right now. You can go to the Fightback Media website. And you can get yourself a bottle. You can also participate in the affiliate program. Yes, it's MLM. And I'm telling you, I have, as you know, because I have such a fantastic way with words, and I have so many friends. Okay, not so much. But I've been asked numerous times to participate in any number of affiliate marketing programs. But every single one of them were based on how many people you got in under you and hierarchy and pyramids and stuff. And I just declined every single time. I've not participated in any of it. Amway, any of them. But this affiliate program is something that I thought was very different, which is why I'm going to tell you about it. We are, as the coldest, it's a water bottle, double-walled water bottle, keeps what your cold liquids cold for like 36 hours, something ridiculous like that. 72 hours. It's amazing how that works. And it keeps hot stuff hot for at least 12 hours. So if you want to put that scalding hot, Darkest Coffee, Darkest is a brand that is made by the coldest people, an American company based in Naples, Florida, by the way, then you can put your coffee in it too. And your coffee will stay hot, especially as the temperatures are starting to drop around the country. Your coffee will stay hot easily 12 hours, 14 hours. Delicious. The last water bottle that you're going to buy, you can get them in every size from like 16 ounces up to like a gallon. Now I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna tell the coldest people, that gallon water bottle is heavy as hell, by the way. But you can get the water bottle from like 16 ounces. I have a 32 ounce water bottle, and you can get them up to a gallon. It's an incredible thing. And we are participating in the affiliate program. So if you go to the website and you buy one of the bottles, we get a little cut. If you participate in the affiliate program, you get a cut. You get a cut price for your first water bottle. And when you sell a water bottle on your website or with your friends or through your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or TikTok or whatever you do, we get a little cut. That's an affiliate marketing program. But you know what? It's not based on how many people you have in. And we can sell one product that we all can believe in. And I think that's the difference. So if you want to do that, that'd be great. That'd be very helpful. And all it costs to get in is the price of a water bottle. For me, I'll be honest with you, it cost me $9.99. It cost me $10. And they sent me a pound of coffee too. I have the water bottle and a pound of coffee. Hell of a deal for $10. Thank you for the people at Coldest. Thank you so much. And again, an American company based in Naples, Florida. So it's good to help the Florida folks. Now, if I can get a hold of the Boom folks that are a little closer to where I live, hopefully we'll be able to do that this week or next week, to get a hold of them, to bring them onto the program. You guys are going to love their stuff. You're going to absolutely love it. And we'll talk about it when we get a hold of them. All right. Last look. It just gets more fun. You remember a story that we did last week, and I believe it's in South Carolina. South Carolina had decided that they were going to take mail-in ballots, and the signature on the mail-in ballots was not going to be a deciding factor on whether they counted the votes or not. Yeah, you heard what I said. It's funny, when I heard end of last week Glenn Beck talk about this story, and I was able to say, "Yeah, we covered that days ago." Yes, South Carolina was getting ready to count ballots, absentee ballots, that the signatures didn't match up. They were. However, the Supreme Court of the United States, the High Court's decision overturned the appellate court decision that allowed the requirement to be removed. Lower courts were effectively removing this requirement, citing the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Everything is COVID. Everything is COVID. When people can't deliver stuff to you on time, it's COVID related. When you this morning, my wife went for her yearly mammogram. That's one of the things we have to do. Normally, I drive her because I drive Miss Debbie everywhere. My job is to love her and take her where she wants to go. That's my job. And normally I go, and I sit in the waiting room, and she comes out. But this morning, yes, I've already been up at this point for 3 hours. And I had to wait in a car. Yes, and we are that married couple now. I'm 60. When we go to a lot of times I go to the doctor with her, and she comes to the doctor with me. Not as often, but I think we're probably going to get to that stage pretty doggone soon. When I was sick, recovering from a heart surgery, we went to every appointment together because we want to have, you know, have two sets of eyes and two sets of ears on every instruction, on every single thing that, you know, and be able to ask every single question. So, but today I had to wait outside. I waited out in the car. Why?
COVID.
A disease that the survival rate, even including, hang on a second, I'm making noise here, and I don't know where it's coming from. Hang on a second. Oh, I see. Hang on one second. There we go. Even with pre-existing conditions, have a survival rate of 99%, including people who have pre-existing conditions. Everything COVID-related. Everything out of an abundance of caution. I warned you guys months ago about that statement coming from officials. I warned you about that statement. But there you go. So, last night, victory is a significant win for South Carolina voters as the Supreme Court agreed that witness verification are an important part of protecting the integrity of the vote. While Democrats continue to try to wreak havoc on our election systems and open the door to fraud and ballot manipulation, Republicans are fighting back and are winning, our RNC chairman Rona McDaniel said in a statement. The RNC and its Republican allies will continue to meet Democrats in court to ensure that all Americans can be confident in our elections. That is, South Carolina is the latest state to handle to handle a legal victory to Republicans. The Palmetto State joined Arizona, Maine, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Iowa as states that have sided with Republicans on election integrity laws. See, it's interesting that the left keeps saying that there is no such thing as voter fraud. Voter fraud doesn't exist. Voter fraud is a red herring. Voter fraud is, you know, this idea of this voter fraud is actually voter suppression from Trump. South Carolina was getting ready. Now, sit down. Take a sip of coffee. Go ahead. I will too. We'll all sip together. I'm going to sip loud so you know what I'm sipping. South Carolina was getting ready to accept mail-in ballots that the signatures on the signature card from the voter and the signature card on the ballot didn't match. And people are going to tell you, mainstream media and leftist officials were going to tell you that that was going to be okay. Actually, it was worse than that. It was going to be left up to the discretion. The discretion of the people who were actually counting the ballots. Why is that a problem? It's a problem because a lot of times, Board of Elections and Supervisor of Elections hire temporary people that they have not vetted. They give cursory instructions to do this, so we never know where these people come from. And when the left is willing to hire actors, listen to me, actors to go protest, too many Craigslist posts to deny it. Too many Craigslist posts looking for actors to come and protest. You know damn well that they are okay with hiring people to go into these election offices and do their bidding. And I'm not speaking out of fear or hyperbole or conspiracy, because we've seen it. You can tell me that it's not happening. You can pee on my leg and tell me it's raining all you want. But the fact of the matter is that we know this stuff is happening. But it's not happening in South Carolina this time. And I'm sure that legal battle will continue. All right. This is a tweet that sent the rest of the left over the edge when the president left Walter Reed yesterday. This is before he left. The president tweeted, "I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Which he wouldn't announce the time because that makes crazy people go, "Oh, 6:30, I'll come out there and I'll fix it," right? "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Holy crap. As a matter of fact, somebody who is on my Facebook page, somebody that I've known for years, who was on the left, just went freaking berserk. Berserk. How could he say something so irresponsible and heartless? What about the 200,000 Americans that have died of COVID? And I just knocked over the fan. This infectious disease that's killing people. How could he be so heartless? How could he be so irresponsible? Just on and on. Just breathless ridiculousness. What's interesting is that a former New York Times reporter, you guys know that, no respect for the New York Times. New York Times sucks in every single way. But I thought this was interesting. So this is a Leah Burkhouse article. The media had a complete meltdown when President Trump was discharged from Walter Reed Monday, arguing that the White House should be evacuated because it's a public health threat. This is the ridiculousness and the histrionics that are going on to staff with him in it. This man's irresponsibility is a national shame, a Financial Times editor said. Then when Trump tweeted that Americans should not be, quote, afraid of COVID, they really lost it. Tell that to the more than 200,000 families who have lost loved ones from it, they argued. A CNN national security analyst said Twitter should remove the tweet for being a public safety risk. Too late. But a former New York Times reporter, Alex Berenson, the president's response to Americans telling them that they shouldn't let the virus dominate their lives, was maybe the smartest comment Trump has ever made. For far too long, we have let this virus and the media's hysteria around it dominate us, he continued. We have to take our lives back. This is Alex Berenson. We have to take our lives back, our schools, and our whole world. Berenson appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight to explain more. That might be the most presidential thing this president has ever said, Berenson noted. He's not actually saying don't be afraid of COVID. He's saying don't be afraid of one another. Because this is a respiratory virus. It spreads between people, and the only way to make it go away permanently is to lock us all away permanently. And that can't happen. That's not compatible with life. The author of Unreported Truth About COVID and COVID-19 and Lockdowns recalled that when it was what it was like to walk around in an empty New York City at the start of the pandemic. 6 months ago, even then, that response didn't really make sense, but there were reasons for it, Berenson explained. But we are 6 months on, and we know that if you believe the World Health Organization and 750 million people have been affected by this, and the death rate is about 1 in 1,000, if you believe the CDC, it might be 999. It's a tiny death rate. And we have gone crazy. And we have sacrificed our kids. And we have sacrificed society. And Donald Trump walked out of the hospital today and said what needed to be said. We have to stop being so afraid of this. Brinson couldn't figure out how a country that put people on the moon and had the first manned flight could be so afraid of this rather dismal virus. I don't understand, and we have got to get out of this, he said. Damn. No one said it better. No one has said it better. I don't understand how a country that put a man on the moon and had the first manned flight could be so afraid of this rather dismal virus. I'm sure that dude's canceled, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to get out of here in a little bit, but before I do, I'm like the pastor with the trial closing. I want these words to resound. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read this quote again. 6 months ago, even then, the response really didn't make sense, but there were reasons for it. But we are 6 months on, and we know that if you believe the World Health Organization and the 750 million people that have been affected with this, that the death rate is about 1 in 1,000. And that's including underlying conditions, comorbidities. If you believe the CDC numbers, it might be 3 in 1,000. It's a tiny death rate. Or 1 in 997. We have gone crazy and we have sacrificed our kids. We have sacrificed our society. And Donald Trump walked out of the hospital today and said what needed to be said. We have to stop being so afraid of this. Period. This was Trump's. The thing we have to fear is fear itself. This was Donald Trump's fear moment. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. This was a Donald Trump moment. And the left is berserk about it. And you have got to wonder why. My name is Willie Lawson. This has been The Morning Report, a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourself and each other. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.